7 o'clock, and this is Observer Radio News. I'm Samantha Freeman, and in the weather today, it's cloudy outside our East Yorkshire studios, with temperatures at 5 degrees, and scattered showers are expected to continue into the evening. In the news today, the two men accused of an alleged terror plot appeared in court yesterday for their hearings. The pair is suspected of being involved in an Al-Qaeda-linked plot to derail a VIA passenger train. 30-year-old Chieb Essegayer was arrested Monday and appeared in Montreal courts yesterday morning for a short hearing. Afterwards, he was flown to Toronto, where he was officially booked and attended another scheduled court appearance this morning. He rejected accusations in Quebec court, saying, "The conclusions were made based on facts and words that were only appearances." The second suspect, 35-year-old Raheed Jasser, attended a separate court hearing in Toronto yesterday morning. His lawyers released a statement afterwards saying his client is shocked and plans to vigorously defend himself. The two men are facing multiple charges, including conspiracy to commit murder on behalf of a terror group, and are expected to remain in custody until their bail hearings this summer. Police have arrested a second suspect in connection with an armed bank robbery and gunfight last week. Lenroy Jackson, 35, was taken into custody just after midnight. Jackson is suspected of having been involved in the alleged robbery of a TD Bank at St. Clair Avenue West and Mould Street last week that left two people in hospital with gunshot wounds. Carl Fraser, 54, was shot in the abdomen after chasing the accused out of the bank, and a 22-year-old bank teller was shot in the leg during the altercation. Both victims are expected to make a full recovery. Jackson is facing multiple charges, including robbery while armed with a firearm, discharging a firearm endangering life, and attempted murder. He is expected to appear in court Wednesday morning. The puck dropped at 7 in Tampa Bay as the Leafs take on the Lightning. After sealing their spot in the playoffs for the first time in 9 years, the Leafs are looking to score that home ice advantage. After the Montreal Canadiens' series of recent loss, the Leafs have a chance to top the Northeast Division and kick off the playoffs at home if they win their next 3 games. That includes tonight's game currently underway with Tampa Bay, a team that started the season strong but has since suffered 6 straight losses. The Toronto Blue Jays pulled off a 6-5 win against the Baltimore Orioles tonight. After a close call in the 10th inning, when Jose Bautista lost a ball in the sun in right field, the Jays cinched the win in the 11th with a base-loaded walk by Baltimore's Jim Johnson. The Jays will face the New York Yankees tomorrow in New York for another 3-game series. In entertainment news, a series of letters has emerged between author of The Catcher in the Rye, J.D. Salinger, and a Toronto woman. Written by then 22-year-old Salinger and Toronto's Marjorie Sheard, the letters were penned between 1941 and 1943. They show a playful side of the reclusive author whose personal life is still something of a mystery. The Morgan Library and Museum in Manhattan acquired the letters from a relative of Sheard, now 95, after more money was needed to care for the aging woman. And that's Observer Radio News. For more information, check out our website at torontoobserver.ca. I'm Samantha Freeman, and have a good night.